Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hey, welcome back to Points to Paradise. How are you? I hope you guys had a great Easter. I love all holidays, really. But we had such a good Easter. Paige is 2.5. So she's finally at that like fun age where she's running for Easter eggs and like looking for them. And so we did a bunch of Easter egg. We hid a bunch of Easter eggs for her and her cousin and hid her baskets. And it was just so much fun. I love the holidays and all that. Like it's one of my favorite parts about being a parent. So we had a really good Easter. So I hope you had a great Easter too. And then you celebrated with your family. So today we're going to talk about something that I thought was kind of important to bring on the podcast. Last week, I actually added an entire module inside the Travel Points Academy. I previously had put information on like transferring points and combining points and all that specifically with Chase Bank. And I dive really deep into Chase in the Academy, but I thought that we should include all of the banks and all of like the nitty gritty information inside each one on how your points work, how to transfer them, how to maximize them, how to combine them with other people, like all of that stuff. So I added that whole module in there. And when I was teaching on it, I was talking about which cards to convert your cash back into points and how to do that step by step. While I can't give you like all the nitty gritty step by step here, I did want to talk about cash back cards and which ones you should be maximizing for points, because this is like gold. But I've also had a lot of conversations with people that are like, oh, I have this certain card and it sucks because it's only cash back. Like, I wish I would have got a points card. And I'm like, actually, you can transfer that cash back into points. And everyone is always shocked when I tell them this. And there's a lot of cards you can do this with. And so I wanted to touch on some of like the popular ones that you actually might have in your wallet and not even know that you have points sitting there because it's labeled as cash back and they don't tell you how to turn that cash back into points because they don't want you to use it that way. They want you to use the cash back. So I wanted to dive into that today because there's a lot of ways you could be earning more points with certain banks by using the labeled cashback cards and turning them into points, which then can be transferred out to partners, which we've been talking about. So this whole like 3 series of episodes, the last 2 episodes I've done kind of go with this as well. And it can help you with all of your transferring and earning lots of points for your next vacation. So I'm really excited that I added in this module into the Academy. We actually had 3 people come into the Academy last week, which is amazing. The Academy is growing so much. And we actually have a call this week with our membership, and there is so many trips being planned. It's amazing. We're actually just gonna kind of like workshop everybody's trips on our call this week. We have, I wish I would have wrote them down. There's like Colorado Springs, Phoenix, Budapest, I think Italy or Bali. Bali was one of them, Thailand. Just so many trips that people are wanting to take. So it's gonna be really fun to workshop it, look up hotels, look up flights and all of that stuff. So if you're wanting to travel more or take a trip like this by the end of the year, everyone's taking these trips by the end of the year, saving thousands, you need to get into the Academy. I promise you, it is the best place to be. It's so much fun. You're gonna learn so much. And you're never going to pay full price for a vacation again. So, I mean, who doesn't want to do that? Anyway, shameless plug. Let's dive into the episode on cash back cards. So let's go ahead and start with Chase, just because it's my favorite. We all know that. There are a few cards that are labeled cash back that you can actually transfer into points. And I will say, we're going to talk about Capital One and we're going to talk about Chase today. These two banks, you need to have a certain card in your wallet, which we'll talk about, to have in your wallet to be able to change the cashback into points. If you just have these cashback cards by themselves without pairing them with the right points card, you can't do what I'm gonna teach you here today. So you have to have the certain cards in your wallet. So if you have one of them and you don't have the other one, no big deal. All you gotta do is open up the one that I'm gonna tell you to, so that you can pair them together. And if you already have like a points card but not these cashback, now you just know more ways that you can earn points, okay? So we're gonna talk about Chase. There is the Chase Freedom cards. So there's the Freedom Unlimited, there's the Freedom Flex, and then there's the Freedom Rise. These are going to be low cashback cards. So we're talking like $250, $200. These cards are great for if you're just looking for something else to add in, but specifically for people who are trying to boost their credit score. I believe it is the Freedom Flex card. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure it's the Flex card that really is targeted in even really any of them, Freedom Unlimited or Flex, are targeted for increasing your credit score, building your credit. So someone who has a lower credit score and that's looking to build their credit, this may be someone who has some debt and they haven't used credit cards right in the past. This may be for like an 18-year-old who's just young and looking to build their credit. But anyone who's starting out that can't maybe open up, let's just say like the Chase Sapphire Preferred card, they can start here, build their credit up, use this credit card responsibly, pay it off in full, and then get the Chase Freedom, or the Chase Sapphire Preferred, I'm sorry, Chase Sapphire Preferred card. Okay, if you have the Chase Sapphire Preferred or the Chase Sapphire Reserve or the Chase Inc. Preferred business card, those three cards allow you to transfer your points out so you can transfer your cash back to one of those three cards. So that's how it works. You have to have one of those three in your wallet to be able to transfer points out. So you could have cash back on your Freedom Flex card, transfer your cash into points, and then transfer your points out to a transfer partner. So that's kind of the process. There's two business cards with Chase that are cashback as well. These are cards I recommend to my students literally every single day. I have multiple of these cards in my wallet for multiple businesses. They are amazing. So it's going to be the Chase Inc. Cash and the Chase Inc. Unlimited. These are both cashback cards. $750 cash back. They're $0 annual fees, which is amazing to have. So $750 in cash is equaling 75,000 points. So 75,000 points for a sign-up bonus for $0 is a no-brainer. So that's why I recommend these all the time to my clients. And again, you don't have to have a full-blown business. Go back and listen to the business card episode. I forget which episode it is, but it will tell you how to open that even without a big business. But these, all these Chase cards are ways to earn points, even though they're labeled as cashback. So they're literally a secret gem that people are probably glancing over every single day because they're like, oh, that's cashback, not points, but they really are. So that is Chase in a nutshell. Like I said, if you want like step-by-step how all of this works, get your butt inside the academy. Okay, going on to Capital One. So if you want to transfer out Capital One points, you're gonna need the Capital One Venture, Capital One Venture X, or the Business Venture cards, okay? Venture X, sorry. There is the Capital One Quicksilver cards. There's a few of them. There's the Capital One Saver cards, and then there's the Capital One Spark Cash Plus. That one's a business card. All of these cards, like I said, there's lots of them, so lots of ways to earn more points, are labeled as cash back. But when you transfer them over to a Venture or Venture X card, you can then transfer them out to partners. I have so many people that I've talked to that have the Capital One Spark Cash Plus card in their wallet because it's a great business card to have. You can look, it's a green card that says Spark on it. Lots of business owners, like even my father-in-law, who is let's see, I think 70, has this in his wallet. Okay, he doesn't know how to use points, but he has it in his wallet. There's so many businesses that have it, and they're like, oh, that's cash back. And it earns a lot of cash back, okay? You can get, I think right now there's a sign-up bonus for 200,000 points, which is $2,000, of Spark Cash Plus, which can be transferred into Capital One points. So you could have 200,000 points in your pocket by having these cashback cards. So they make it complicated because, of course, they're not hoping that you're going to use your cashback as points, but there's ways to do it and really accumulate a lot of points within Capital One and within Chase for free travel. So this is such a good thing to note and keep in your back pocket, because it's another way to add points. There's so many points cards out there. And I know you're probably thinking, like, eventually I'm going to run out of cards to be opening, which is not true. You're never going to run out, I promise. But this is a great way to add in that cash back as well and just add to your credit card strategy, essentially. So keep this in your back pocket. If you have these cards already, don't use the cash back, because you can turn that into so much more money, okay? You can turn $2,000 or equivalent of 200,000 points into thousands and thousands of dollars worth of free travel. If you're using that cash back, you can almost always double or even triple the value of that cash back when you turn it into points and you use it properly with transfer partners. So we never want to use cash back, because you're getting a flat rate when you get cash back. When you turn it into points and you book vacations with it, you can always maximize on it so much more than if you were just taking that cash back. So I hope that makes sense. You can turn $1,000 of cash back into $3,000-$4,000 of travel points every single time. That's the beauty of transfer partners. If you haven't listened to the episode, go back 2 episodes to the transfer partners and you will see what I'm talking about, okay? So again, short, sweet, to the point. These are the cards. If you have them, maximize on those points. I hope this was helpful. Share this out with any other people that you know, any business owners that might have these cards in their wallet, and tell them how they can turn these into points and point them over to the podcast so we can get more people traveling on points. I will see you guys next week and have a great week.